I love choco cakes. Whenever I walk past them, I hear them calling my name.
How you feel when you eat your favorite treat should be a reminder of how it feels to read God's Word. Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Psalm 119, verse 103 says this, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Now, back when this psalm was written, the closest thing they had to candy was honey. So the writer was saying, "I love honey a lot, but God, I love your word even more." Hopefully, it's that way for you too. And that's what our story is about today. It's entitled, "Sweeter Than Choco Cakes." Gabriella read Mom's grocery list as she walked down the familiar aisles at the store. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw a box of chocolate cream-filled snack cakes sitting on the shelf, and her mouth watered. "I wish Mom had put choco cakes on this list," she thought. As she walked back to the produce section, Gabriella thought about those choco cakes and how good they would have tasted. She found her mother and placed the items from her list into the cart. "Why the frown?" asked Mom. "Are you upset about something?"
"No," answered Gabriella. "I was just wishing I could have picked up choco cakes instead of all this stuff. I just love those things." She rolled her eyes dramatically. "When I walk past them, I can almost hear them call out my name. Gabriella, I'm over here. Buy me, eat me. They're so good." She and Mom both laughed.
"And what does the honey say when you walk by?" asked Mom as she took a jar of honey from the floor display. "It's sweet. Does it call your name too?"
Gabriella shrugged.
"No, honey's okay, but I don't ever crave it. Do you?"
"No, but I think a lot of people in the Bible did," Mom said thoughtfully. "Some verses I read in the book of Psalms this morning included one that mentions honey, where the author says God's words are sweeter than honey."
"I remember that verse," said Gabriella. "We had to learn it for church once. Maybe it would make more sense to me if I liked honey better."
"The writer must have liked honey a lot," said Mom. "But he's saying that he likes God's word even better. But for you," Mom paused, "why not think of it this way? God wants you to be hungry for his word, the Bible, because it tells us what Jesus did to save us and reminds us of who we are as God's children. Through it, God gives us wisdom and encouragement for our lives. God wants you to be more hungry for his word than anything else in this world, including choco cakes."
Gabriella grinned. "That I can understand," she said. "That would mean I like God's word a whole lot."
So what about you?
Are you hungry for God and his word? Think of something you really like to eat and compare your desire for that to your desire to know what God says. God wants you to enjoy the good things he provides for you to eat, but he also wants to give you spiritual nourishment through his word. Taste its sweetness every day by taking a few minutes to read some verses from it. Our key verse is Psalm 119, verse 103.
"How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth."
And our key thought today, be hungry for God's word. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Keys for Kids Radio is committed to sharing the truth of the gospel. As Angel shares, our family listens to Keys for Kids Radio every day. The programs encourage us to love and live for Jesus and to build a firm foundation on God's truth. You can partner with Keys for Kids Radio to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Give today with a $5 monthly donation to help spread the gospel to families around the world. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.